Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's been a blessing being here with you all this morning already. And I'm looking to share from 1 Peter 1. Jesus Christ, our lively hope, would be the title to my few thoughts here. I will read just real quickly here, verse 1 through verse 16. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. I've considered many times as we wake up in the morning and if by His mercy and by our repentance we're a child of God, and I just have considered the hope. The hope that we have in us each day to face the day and the challenges that we may encounter. And just there in verse 3, it just really blesses me how it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And it goes on there, but if you consider the word lively, and if you look it up in the Strong's there, it would be Greek number 2198. And it's a verb, which you children would know what a verb does. A verb would be action. Like he ran to the mailbox. Ran would be the verb. That's what he's doing. It shows action. And so, a lively hope. And it says to, another place it says that we, we should be quick to give an answer for the hope that's within us. And it calls us to have that hope in Jesus Christ. And so it's not a hope that I just hid somewhere in my heart, but it brings action to my life. Amen. It's not a mystical hope that I cannot attain to or that you cannot see in my life. But it's a hope in believing in who the Lord Jesus was and who He is, and endeavoring to live that way in response to what I believe. A hope would be to desire with expectation. With anticipation, it's a hope that brings action. It's I just had to think of Peter. You know, when the Lord Jesus was crucified and was buried, just had to consider how he must have felt and how he may have lost all hope at that point. But the world does not have this hope. Someone who's not born again by the Spirit of God does not have this hope. But how can I today show forth this hope? His death and resurrection, his life, of the Lord Jesus is at the foundation of this hope. It's a hope that's real, that's genuine, a hope that each one of us personally can have and need to have personally, individually, but yet I believe corporately we can show that hope together. First John 3:3, it says, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." So there, it shows again how if we have this hope in us, it needs to bring action in my life. And just another thing that always has blessed me as I considered what this hope does to us. I believe it invigorates us. It gives us strength. It gives us grace. And this is from the Lord Jesus, these blessings are. This hope is, it's always the same. The Lord Jesus is always the same every day. And it's just, He is there ministering to me as much as I allow Him to. There, verse 5, that also really blessed me. Who are kept by the power of God through faith and through salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept by the power of God. So I desire to walk in a way that would encourage and enable Him to be able to keep me. And not to resist Him. But in 1 Peter 3, 14 through 16. And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of the terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Hebrews 6, 17 through 20. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was possible for God to lie, impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest, for after the order of Melchizedek. So here it says to lay hold on that hope, which the way I would understand it would be to receive it and to live according to that hope. Who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. So it's not a hope and hope. This, like I said, this mystical thing, but it's a hope in God that brings action to my life. It brings righteousness and holiness. It brings fruit that worships God. And if we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and was preached to every man, preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, made a minister. That verse just blessed me as I thought of each one of us brothers and our families and the brotherhood here. Let us continue in the faith and be grounded and settled, not moved away from the hope of the gospel. So that's about all that I had. I Like I said, we face trials and cares of this life, and there's just endeavoring to love God more fully is something I and our family want to grow in, and I just considered yes the hope that's there for the children of God to look to and to trust that as we endeavor to live according to His Word, that the fruit will come from our lives and our children that will be pleasing to Him. So we'll have a prayer here in closing. Yes, let's pray. Father, we bow before You. Father, You are our all in all. There truly is no God like unto Thee, Lord. And Father, I pray that You'd help me, first of all, and each one of us gathered here to live in this way, Lord. And Father, that we would show forth this hope that Jesus Christ has been risen. He has triumphed, Lord, and we can walk in newness of life, Father, to show forth Your glory and Your praise. Lord, we thank You for Your eternal Word, and we thank You for Your dear Holy Spirit, Lord, and we just pray that He would continue to minister and teach one of our hearts, Lord. And we pray You bless Brother Alan, Brother Mark, as they come, Lord, and would You empower them and bless them, Lord, and just meet. We ask that You'd meet each one of our needs here, Lord, as we continue to seek You. May You, Father, be lifted up and exalted. In Jesus' name, amen.